Soku isika disendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Lamukela emsakazweni we Studio 7 olwesine kuseni mhla ka 19 kumpalakazi 2019 ngusithandekile Mhlanga. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje, inhlanganiso elela amalungelo abathengi eNational Consumer Rights Association ithi ukusilela kwempopho kobulawayo kulakho kusabalala ngelizwe, uhulumende engekela ukulungisa lolu daba ngokuphangisa.
Kwezinye izitolo vele ayisatholakali kwanhlobo, kube sekusithi kwezinye izitolo iyatholakala lapha lalaphana kwezinye izinsuku, kodwa lakho kumele kube lo mzila omude ilayinelwe ngovivi ekuseni njengalokhu esikubona kusenzeka emabhenki nxa kudingwa imali.
Inhlanganiso elwela ilungelo lezizalwane zezwekazi le-Afrika ye-Africa Diaspora Forum ithi isiphathise ekukhululweni kwezizalwane zeZimbabwe leza kwamanye amazwe ezihlala kwele-South Africa esitokisini phambi kwelanga lekhisimusi.
Okufana nokuthi njengezolo sikhuphe inani elikhulu labanye akade bengamashumi amahlanu nanhlanu, wathi namhlanje kwaphuma futhi cishe amakhulu amane akade bephuma ngoba umkhando wezangaphakathi wehlulekile ukuthi kubaphindisele enkantolo ngemva kwenyanga.
Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kuwona lo msakazo. Inhlanganiso elwela amalungelo abathengi eNational Consumer Rights Association iNACORA ithi ukusilela kwempopho kobulawayo kulakho kusabalala ngelizwe, uhulumende engekela ukulungisa lolu daba ngokuphangisa. Impopho iqale ukusilela izitolo kobulawayo kuliviki ngemva kokuba uhulumende etshele abayithengisayo ukuthi behlise intengo. Uhulumende uthembise ukuhlawula abagaya umumbo ingxenye yendleko zabo ukuze intengo yempopho ibe phansi. Untungameli Nkomo Studio 7 uxoxa lesiphathamandla seNACORA umnumzana Efidlela Ncube ukuze sizwe okuningi ngalolu daba.
Impupho kayisatholakali, selokho yasuswa ngale lapho ekade sikhona ku-$100 kumbe kusiya phezulu, iyalethwa ku-$50. Iyasilela, ivele sitholakala nzima, sungaya laphana lalaphana uyithole ngemva kweviki. Esikubonayo yikuthi kwezinye izitolo vele kayisatholakali kwanhlobo, kube sekusithi kwezinye izitolo iyatholakala lapha lalaphana kwezinye izinsuku, kodwa lakho kumele kube lo mzila omude ilayinelwe ngovivi ekuseni njengalokhu esikubona kusenzeka emabhenki nxa kudingwa imali.
Nxa likhulumisana labezitolo njengenhlanganiso emela abathengi, bathi uhlupho lungaphi kahle kahle?
Abezitolo bathi bona into engekhoyo ngamabele agayiswayo yilaba abezigayo. Yingakho-ke lanxa befisa ukuthi bathenge kube khona impupho ezitolo kodwa kayitholakali. Nxa sikhuluma labezigayo, abezigayo bathi hayi amabele kasiwathole GMB, ngakho-ke akula nto esingayigayisa. Ngakho-ke laba ama-supermarket abezitolo bathi impupho bayilindile kulaba abagayisayo bathi balinde amabele ku-GMB. Nxa ubuza be-GMB bathi amabele siyawapha laba abagayisayo, asikwazi ukuthi bagayisa ngathi.
Lungaba ludaba lwakobulawayo kuphela lolu yini, kumbe sizabona lusabalala ngelizwe kusiba lokusilela kwempuphu elizweni lonke jikelele?
Okwamanje nxa sichathanisa lelizwe lonke kwande kakhulu kobulawayo, kodwa kukhangelela ukuthi kugcine kugcwala yonke indawo nxa ngabe uhulumente engathathanga izinqumo ezizakwenza ukuthi impuphu ibe khona. Kungenzeka ukuthi mhlawumbe kubangwa yikuthi abezitola abazuthisekanga ngemali abayithiwa nguhulumende. Mhlawumbe uyakhuluma kuphela kayibhadali leyo mali ekuthiwa yi-subsidy, ukuthi mhlawumbe ubasuse ku-100 wabaletha ku-$50, ebaletha nje ngomlomo kodwa engakhiphanga imali yokugcwalisela kulokho ababe kubezindleko kibo laba abagayisayo lalaba bezitolo. Ngakho kungenzeka kuyimbangela lokho. Nxa kuyilokho-ke kuyabe kusuthi kuzagcwala izwe lonke masinyane, kugcine kungatholakalanga. Kumele kuhulumende athembeke ayibhadale leyo mali njengalokhu wathembisa ukuze impuphu itholakale ezitolo zonke.
Lo mnumzana efidlela Ncube isikhulumeli senhlanganiso emela abathengisayo eNational Consumer Rights Association obekhuluma icingweni lo ntungameli Nkomo weStudio 7.
Kusukela ngomvulo kusiyafika ngolwesihlanu umsakazo weStudio 7 uzalethulela izindaba eziphathelane lokutshabalala kwamadamu enyakato lasezansi yemandebeleni kanye lasenkabazwe. Manengi amadamu aseleminyaka edubukile kumbe egqibelekile kodwa akula lutho osolwenziwe ngawo nguhulumende.
Idamu lemabhungani lidamu elikhulu elifikisa phose amakhilomitha about 9 kilometers ubude.
Le damu okuthiwa ngukarisinyama.
Idamu elikhulu lokwakuyisiwale.
Thina sinedamu elisephezi.
Idamu esilisebenzisayo laphana idamu Magwanda.
Sixoxa lezakhamizi kanye leziphathamandla zika hulumende. Tiani indlebe kusukela ngomvulo kuze kuyefika ngolwesihlanu.
Inhlanganiso elwela ilungelo lezizalanwe zezwekazi le Africa ye Africa Diaspora Forum ithi isiphathise ekukhululweni kwezizalwane zeZimbabwe leza kwamanye amazwe ezihlala kwele South Africa isitokisini phambilini kwelanga lekhisimusi kulamakhulu lamakhulu ezizalwane zeZimbabwe ezisemajele eSouth Africa ngenxa yamacala achiyeneyo ezowethweswayo agoqelwa kungabi lamaphepha okuhlala kulelo lizwe ngokusemthethweni ubugebengu ukutshaya umkabo lamanye. UChris Kandi weStudio 7 uxoxela umgcini sihlalo wenhlanganiso yeAfrica Diaspora Forum umnumzana Vusumuzi Sibanda ukuze sizwe okuningi ngalolu daba.
Engingakusho ukuthi ukuboshwa kuyaqhubeka ngendlela emangaza kakhulu. Abantu abaningi nobaboshiwe lapha eCentral eJohannesburg obekule nani elikhulu kakhulu labantu akade beboshiwe. Sesanelisile ukwehlisa lawo manani ngoba abantu sibakhuphile ukuze bathole amalungelo kumbe igunya lokuthi bayo-aplayela ubuphepheli ukuze mhlawumbe bathole ukuhlala okufana nokuthi njengezolo sikuphinani elikhulu labanye akade bengamashumi amahlanu nanhlanu wathi namhlanje kwaphuma futhi cishe amakhulu amane akade bephuma ngoba umkhandlo wezangaphakathi wehlulekile ukuthi kubaphindisele enkantolo ngemva kwamalanga ngemva kwenyanga ngoba umthetho uvumela umkhandlo wangaphakathi ukuthi mala abantu begciniwe ngesikhathi bagcinwe okwenyanga mayinyanga ingadlula baphinde baphendele nabenkantolo bayofaka isicelo sokuthi bagcine okwenye inyanga. Ngokunjalo lokhu bekufanele bakwenze mhla ka 13 no 14 no 15 okwekusho ukuthi bekuzoba impela viki basebehlulekake. Ngakho sasisekhulumisana nabo ukuthi ngaba bakhuphe labantu ngoba ma bengabakhuphanga sophinde sibathathe sibase enkantolo ephakeme ngesicelo esiphuthumayo. Ngokunjalo ke baye bakhupha abanye-ke namhlanje. Bese sicabanga ukuthi ngempela e-Central lapho kuba yi-police station okubanjwa khona abantu abaningi namhlanje bezokuzela abantu abangaphansi kwamanani angamakhulu amathathu kodwa siye sezwa ukuthi hayi kuphinde kwafika abanye abangamakhulu amane nasithupha namhlanje okusho ukuthi leliya nani liphinde lakhuphuka ngoba isifiso zethu bekuyukuthi ukuthi kusiyafika isikhathi sekhisimusi bonke nje abantu abaningi abasema-police station sibe sesibakhuphile ukuze badlalele ukhisimusi bengaphandle.
Manje bona labo bonke iningi labo betheswa amacala ani?
Awukuba sezweni laseSouth Africa ngokungekho emthethweni. Bakhona bona abambalwa othola ukuthi basuke amacala asuke bengene ngawo iningi labo. Uthola ukuthi ngamacala okuhlukumezana, ukuhlukumezana kwasezindlini, lokho esibiza nge-domestic violence. Abantu bakithi iningi labo uyathola ukuthi abesilisa ngoba abesilisa. Nalabo abangabona abesilisa uthola ukuthi basuke okuqala nje okusuke kumenze azaboshwe lo muntu. Bebevulela amacala ukuthi cha bayahlukumezana ngekhaya ungathola ukuthi ngubaba nomama kumbe uthola ukuthi yizihlobo maye sefike lapha emaphoyiseni abesevutha nento ebeziyilalele ezokuthi abesegcine efunwa-ke ini amaphepha. Umuntu uthola ukuthi uyabuya sezosula leli cala elokuthi bebenokungazwisisani kumbe bebengaphathananga kahle kodwa besokuvela ukuthi amaphepha akanamaphepha lo muntu abesegcine eseboshelwa amaphepha.
Lo mnumzana Vusumuzi Sibanda umgcini sihlalo wenhlanganiso ye-Africa Diaspora Forum obekhuluma ecingweni le-Studio 7 ese-Johannesburg kwele-South Africa. Yesi khangile indaba eziqhamukayo namhlanje ezikumaphephandaba lemsakazo yitshiyeneyo. Iphephandaba le The Chronicle lithi usomabhizimusi wecholocho njalo engumalayitsha ehlala eSouth Africa umnumzana Bheki Ndlovu udutshulwe lapho ethela amafutha epetrolo emoteni yakhe esigabeni egarajini leHillbrow eJohannesburg ngomgqibelo. Umteni wakhe ugcizelele lolu daba kodwa wathi awukabi lolwazi lonke ngokwenzakeleyo. Iningi lilobe enkundleni zekulenjini litshengisa ukudana ngokutshona kukamnumzana Ndlovu obikwa ube lamabhasi, imota zohlobo lwama-Mercedes Benz printers kanye lezitolo lezigayo. Iphephandaba leThe Herald lithi unkosikazi kamsekeli kamongameli umnumzana Constantino Chiwenga uMary yena osesehlukana lomyeni wakhe ubhadalelwa indleko zakhe zemthethwandaba ngamalunga e-G40 aseSouth Africa. Wena okuyiwo amtshela ukuthi aqambele amanga umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa lomyeni wakhe kodwa amagqwetha akhe ayakuphika lokhu. Unkosikazi Chiwenga uvalelwe esitokisini esetheswa icala lenkohlakalo lokuzama ukubulala umkakhe njalo ukhangelelwe ukumiswa phambi komthethwandaba ekupheleni kwayona le inyanga. Amagqwetha akhe azama ukumkhupha ngesibambiso sebail njalo athi uyagula okokuthi kasoze enelise ukuthonisiswa phambi komthethwandaba. Okwamanje ke silalele amazwi abalaleli beStudio 7 abasithumela wona ngeWhatsApp.
Sanibonani mahlabezulu, sanibonani basakazi bethu esinthanda kakhulu. Nasemakhaya siyabingelela. Kodwa uthini ngihlale endabeni, iye lisibuzele ubaba uThabo Mbeki ukuthi kazi yini engaka oyithapha eZimbabwe? Kazi yini engaka wayakhe ilindela wayenza yonke leyo nto zolo lokho bekunguye ade siyarobha uthiwa ngirayi emsayinisa ini leyo ama terms and condition akhona abuya futhi asihlukumeza wehluleka uxazo leli ndaba kamgabe nothiwa ngirayi. Namhlanje futhi uThabo Mbeki asena le president unango futhi weZimbabwe kumnanakwa nalo mfana lo uThamiza sikhathele ngayo uThabo Mbeki. Uthamisa uright ma ifizani yawina 100% ayilungisa izinto angithi it's fine. Ma uyabo ungubaba emzini wakho lungiza umfazi uzwa ngawo akalungisi itwalizana ayilungisi.
Khangela uChiwenga into imali ama million bawathatha ngayo yethi bona bavalela abantu ukuthi beswele besebenzisa ibond bona besebenzisa ama use and bewadlalisa. Angikwazi ukuthi ngabantu abanjani lapha.
Hayi igama mina Emmanuel ise South Africa e Deep Sloot. Into mina engiyibonayo uThabo Mbeki manje ngabe efisa ukuthi alungisele lo hlupho olukhona eZimbabwe kungaba kuhle kakhulu nathi singakuthakazelela ukuze siphume inkingeni lezi sibhekane lazo la eSouth Africa. Ngoba lapho esihamba khona asibonakali njengabantu sibizwa njengabantu abangayuseless vele abangalangqondo noma singapi sihambe ematexini siyemsebenzini asibheke njengabantu abaright sibizwa ngamakwerekwere abantu bokuza abantu ababeya le mthwalo siyahlupheka kungenxa yabo laba bantu abasepalamente abasenzela into esizifunayo njalo kabalaleli amalungelo ethu njalo kabahloniphi amalungelo abantu. Mabangahlonipha amalungelo abantu bazabona izinto zihamba kahle njalo nathi siza kuthakazelela ukuthi ilizwe lakithi liphumelele nathi sikwazi ukusebenza ekhaya nathi ukusebenza kwamanye amazwe. Kunje nje nje manje abanye bahlele egoli abasebenzi bathwele nzima nalo mlayezi ngifisa ukuthi ufike nakibo konangalo ukuthi kabatshintshe ukwenza mabakwanisi bephume beyekele benika abanye o benika abasha abama-80s 90s sibona ukuthi bona bazoyenza. Ngiyabona
nakhuluma ngoDube ngilapha ngasehavuroni kwele Botswana. Hey, mina balandela bahle no. Kathesi kubuya into zayo ukuthiwa kumele siye ekhaya. Ama-passport ethu khonapho sasala siwa-aplayile. Wona ama-passport ethu akaphumi, kumele siyethopha manje ngezozokhuluma iy'khatha zezimali. Khonapho ukuthi sizenza njani, lokuthi sizodlula njani emabhoda. Ama-permit aka-expire wona. So ama-passport yiwasenjani, ase-expire, so asakwazi mpela la sizowathola kumbe sokwenza njani. Abe sicela uncedo lisincedise kakhulu balandela abahle abakwa-Studio 7.
Usehlizweni yami isifiso sokuthi alibana ukuthi kundle alibana eZimbabwe yalungu. Alibana uThabo Mbeki ufika eZimbabwe nomoya omuhle okuzwana ezokhuluma nabantu ababili ebahlanganisa ngeqiniso. Isifiso ukuthi alibana lababalisi basondela bebe lonembeza befundisi abantwana. Uhulumende angakabhadali ababalisi. Uhulumende mangabhadale amadokotela. Avume iphutha langalenza kuqala ma abantu bezimbabwe babebulawa yenesithi ababulawa. Angakhuluma ngaleyo nto ekuqaleni uzathola inhlonipho.
Mina nguWilliam Mlilo waseNkayi. Ngokuhlala kwamanje la ngomsebenzi ngilapha eJohannesburg eGoli kule South Africa. Ngicela ukuphawula ngokufika kukamnumzane uThabo Mbeki elizweni laseZimbabwe. Angiboni mina ukuthi imizamo yakhe izophumelela noma izophumelela, izophumelela in favor of iZANU ngoba vele abantu laba yibo ama-elections abelokhu enzakala 2008 masingakhumbula. Bebekhona oMbeki yena wavela wavumba kudala nje ukuthi isimo si-right. So yini ayilanda athi uzoyilungisa ngoba vele yena kuyinto i-right. Ikuzama nje ukuncendezela lo mfana uChamisa ukuthi bamsondeze kuZANU, iZANU imginye. Kufanele nje lokuthi nokwenziwa ngumnumzane uTsvangirai. Wangena, yes of course, into zabakhona emashobhu le mali kwaba into njengalezo kwabangcinywa. But angiyiboni into yabakhona nje ukuthi ebambeka ukuthi wayenzela abantu. Kwaba ukuthi nguye nje wayesehlala endlini ezidurayo esehola imali esozidalane nondodana nomkakhe kwaphela kanjalo. Ama-reforms ababekhala ngawo awaphelanga. Aba-worse manje, abawela manje nje. Sijikeleza wane njawo nje asiyiphambili. And uChamisa uma engavuma la ukuthi kwenziwe uhulumende wobumbano lezana naye uzoyenza into enziwa kuTsvangirai, bazomnikeza ubunandi nje, bamnikeza izindlu leyimali ukuthi nje isikhundanyana nje. Ama-reforms awanakhohlwe ngawo, after 5 years bamlahla kuma-elections, babuye futhi barobe bawine kuqhutshwe kunjalo. So angiluboni nje uncedo lokambeki kuyafika lapha ngoba vele yinto nje efana le-African Union, le-SADC. Into nje eyi-1 noma nje kunesimo esingekho kahle elizweni, bona bagijima bavume kuphela.
Lawo-ke ngamazwi abalaleli be-Studio 7. Lingakhohlwa ukuthi lani liyenelisa ukusithumela amazwi enu eliwathumela kuWhatsapp kunombolo ezithi +1 202 465 0318. Ngiyaphinda njalo inombolo zethu +1 202 465 0318. Ngithande njalo ukwamukela labo abasilandelayo kukhasi lethu le-Facebook u-VOA Ndebele lapho esi-live streamer khona. Siyayimukela uNomen Ngwenya, yena uthi ubulewe ngumuntu abaziyo. Ngithemba ukhuluma-ke ngomufi lo obulewe eSouth Africa. Kodwa-ke sibonile lapha iphephandaba le-The Chronicle ebesibala kulo ukuthi umndeni wakhe uthi awukabi leqiniso lokuthi ngobani abambuleleyo, ngakho kusadingisiswa, akukabi lesiqiniseko sokuthi ngempela ngubani. Siyakwamukela layo bokuthula seBangwenya, lo Jason Maphosa, lo Mandla Joshua Yoram, lo Norman Ngwenya. Lo Nkululeko enothi livuka njani mthwakazi omuhle, ngithi holiday enhle, liziphathe kuhle, ungezwa sunathe kakhulu, uhambe uyelala, litshayele kuhle ezindleleni. Sibuye sidibana ngo-2020 singabaphilileyo. Yebo-ke Nkululeko, le ngoma Engisiza iziqhumisela yona ekugcineni kwalo uhlelo ikhuluma ngokuchayela kuhle lapho emgwaqweni. Umpande yamadoda amathema uthi salibonani, mina mbone ukuthi indaba kaMbeki izasebenza. Kuthi ke uNoel Hlengani Ndlovu laye uyasivukisa lapha uthi angiboni inkinga enziwe ngubaba Mbeki ithunyelwe isadakhe kutsho nje azizele ngokuthanda kwakhe. Simukele njalo uLevia Sincube, siyabonga liqhubekele sixhasa lithiye indlebe emsakazweni weStudio 7 lamhlanje ekuseni. Sikhangeleke ezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane. Umongameli Donald Trump weMelika usezathonisiswa phambi kwedale leSenate kulandela ukuvota kwedale leHouse of Representatives elikhokhelwa libandla lamaDemocrats izolontambama ngohlelo lwe-impeachment. Lenze lokho ngoba lisithi umongameli Donald Trump kaphathi kuhle amandla akhe embusweni njalo uyavimba ukuthi kuhlolisiswe indlela asebenza ngayo. Lokho kusho ukuthi umongameli Trump webandla lama-Republicans usezamiswa phambi kwedale le-Senate lapho amalunga amaningi angawebandla lakhe njalo ingcweti eziningi zithi angawabuyisela emuva isinqumo sama-Democrats. Kweziphathelane leMelika, umnumzana Mandla Mkhwananzi isizalwane seZimbabwe esihlala edolobheni le-Indianapolis usichathisela ngokwenza amazwe athuthukileyo njengeleMelika aphumelele kwezomnotho. Lapho ke siqhathanisa leZimbabwe.
Kufanele kube lokuthembeka kulabo abayibo abaphethe intambo ngoba sesikhangele la mazwe la kade nampana oRwanda kathe sebephakeme. Sibona labo la Malaysia kudala kwakungama-desert 20-30 years ago. Kodwa kathe sekungamadolobha amakhulu. So ngisho nje ukuthi into iba sekuthembekele ukuthi nxa kunabahola abathembekileyo ilizwe lingathuthuka. Ngoba la yena lo umongameli uMnangagwa uthe engena la nxa engene ngodlakela. Kodwa abantu bebefuna ukumsupporta, bebefuna la mazwe wonke bebefuna ukuthi ancedise. Engathi bekule goodwill eningi. Kodwa waphinda wayilahla waza kakaze ngokungalaleli abantu. So kathe abantu sesiwese bani kusese lo mgabe. Okuyikho futhi esizisola ngakho ukuthi kathi asisola umgabe kodwa nangomunye futhi sephinde wanza baba wese. So ngisho nje ukuthi konke kusekulalele nabantu nokuthembeka ngemnotho welizwe.
Sesibuyela njalo kweleMelika, ungathi ilizwe leli linjani ubudlelwano lamanye amazwe lawo elithengiselana lawo lalawo elakhelane labo. Sibonile ukuthi kuke kwaba lokunye kungani kungazwisisani leChina kodwa kuyaxoxiswana kugcine konke kuhambe kuhle. Bakwenza njani lokho?
Awusobala ukuthi lawo baba lokungazwisisani lamanye amazwe entweni zokuthengiselana ama-prizes lani lama-taxes. Kodwa ngokuhlalisana phansi bayakhuluma kulungiswa. So into yokukhulumisana lamanye amazwe ukuzama ukulungisa ukuthi kuncedise bonke abantu laba bakwamanye amazwe nalaba la. Ongathi kithi hayi lelimo kuthiwa hayi nxa ungafuna hamba.
Lo ke ngumnumzana Mandla Mkhwananzi isizalwane seZimbabwe esihlala e-Indianapolis khonapha eMelika.
Le Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisiza siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eseWashington DC. Lisibamba kumagagasi aku 909 medium wave, laku shortwave 6175, laku 7255 ekuseni kususela ngo 6 kusiya ngo 7. Kuthi ke ntambama kususela ngo 8 kusiya ngo 9. Sitholakala ku 909 medium wave, laku shortwave 4930, 13860, laku 15460 kHz. Ku live talks tholakala ku shortwave ku 4930, 13860, laku 15460 kHz. kusukisela ngo 8 kusiya ngo 9 ntambama.
Yebo ke kuhlandla lethu lezemculo namhlanje silothokozani zikhali yena olesixwayiso esibalulekileyo othi kahle driver. Umculo kaThokozani Zikhali othi kahle driver xwayisa abantu ke lapha ngesikhathi sekhefu lapho ukuthi betshayele kuhle singakehlukani ke sikhangele ezinye zendaba ebezikhokhela. Inhlanganiso elela amalungelo abathengi ithi ukusilela kwempupho kobulawayo kulakho kusabalala ngelizwe uhulumende engekela ukulungisisa umnotho ngokuphangisa. Inhlanganiso yelwela ilungelo lezizalwane zezwekazi le-Afrika e-Africa Diaspora Forum ithi isiphathise ukukhupha esitokisini izizalwane zeZimbabwe eziningi ezihlala khonale phambi kwelanga lekhisimusi. Hayi ke silugqiba lapha uhlelo lwethu lwanamhlanje olivalelisayo. Ngusithandekile Mhlanga ngikhonapha e-Washington DC.